YouTube channel, everybody. It's Indigo Crystal, and as you can see, it's not my face on screen. We've got the wonderful Richard Crooks as a special guest today. How are you, Richard?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. Thanks very much for inviting me on for a chat. It's very interesting. I really appreciate very much you using the cards on the channel. Very kind. So, yeah, it's late afternoon here in Bangkok. Been busy working this morning on Oracle cards. Slight headache, but I'll do my best.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. It really is an absolute pleasure to have you on my channel. I'm really, really honoured. As you know, I love working with your cards, working with your artwork. So tell the viewers what it is that you do, just briefly.
Yeah, well, I've been designing Oracle cards for maybe about 6 or 7 years, I think, now. I've been a freelance artist all my life. I worked in the greeting card industry for a while, but I started doing book covers for Findhorn Press, and I was asked if I would collaborate on the Angels of Atlantis deck with Stuart Pearce. So that was a nice opportunity, and we worked together on that one, and subsequently on the second set. Most of the work that I do in this kind of genre is Photoshop, digital art, and I really enjoy doing it. It's very nice to work, and I work on the laptop solely, and I can carry it anywhere, sit in a coffee shop and work on the cards.
Have you brought some artwork with you today that you'd like to show the viewers at all?
Yeah, I've got a few of the decks. Here, one or two designs that I particularly like. These are the one or two from the Angels of Atlantis, from the original sets that I was working with Stuart. And they're kind of made up, you know, multiple images from all sorts of different sources. This one was, the backdrop for this one is the Grand Canyon, which was, that image was taken by a friend of mine on their trip over to the States, and very kindly allowed me to use it. I kind of have to mix and match images from everywhere that I can find them. Figures are particularly kind of difficult to use. So this figure actually was an online photograph that I think I found on a copyright-free website. But then I retouched the body, actually. I think either the body or the head, I can't remember. So I kind of have to kind of make up things wherever I can, in whatever way, you know, as I'm working on the designs. Quite often I'll enlist the family to jump in and help out on some designs. I've got one here. I think my wife's on the dream card on the Angels of Atlantis. Yeah, there she is. You can just see her. We set up a photo shoot, wrapped her in a sheet, and made a nice kind of dream setting for this card. So various members of the family have appeared in the work over time, and also all sorts of different kind of artwork I'll use. I've been an artist, you know, a long time. I've done an awful lot of different kind of styles of work. I'm a calligrapher, watercolorist, you know, you name it. I've kind of done it. This card is one from the Tai Chi, the new Tai Chi Reflections cards from Findhorn. I don't know if you can see the backdrop on this is actually some of my calligraphic work. It's kind of an abstract design, and this was seen very appropriate to me. Calligraphy and I think sword work. This is an image from the sword form in Tai Chi. It's all about precision and fluid movement, and that is very, very closely linked to calligraphy. And so this seemed very appropriate to put this in the background for this card on mastery. Very sharp and kind of fluid abstract movements. So I kind of, you know, employ all sorts of things to try and make the images work. That set was one that I'd done completely myself. I've authored that myself. So that wasn't such a problem. I could do exactly what I wanted on that one. When you're collaborating with other authors, they obviously have their own ideas of what the cards will look like. So they tend to give me a very brief description of what they want. I'll go away and hunt through the archives, photo archives, and find what I can and start to make up, you know, a mock-up design. And then we work together backwards and forwards and try and arrive at the, you know, the effect that they're after. Also, it's to me, it works better if they allow me to do the work, because quite often, you know, when you're looking through photographs and the photograph archives, something will just pop up, and it might be kind of a completely different slant on the idea, but you know, the creative process is kind of like that. Things pop up, you know, the serendipity of that is something that I like to work with, and kind of change tack if you need to. Don't be stuck with one idea and kind of try and plow through and make that work. Other ideas kind of jump in, and if you allow that to happen, I think you get a better kind of piece of work. So that's kind of how it works. And it takes, yeah, there's maybe usually 44 designs in a pack, and it takes usually 2 or 3 months to put together those images, and then there's a lot of editing and backwards and forwards. So it's kind of the way it works.
Oh, wow. I do love the way that you've brought in that calligraphy. I'm just looking at the card with my own personal deck here. I'm off camera, so yeah. I can't show it, but yeah, I'm not going to bring mine back in. It's too much information for this poor recording thing to handle. Right. But yeah, I love the way that you multi-layer, you know, and you've got your model there as well. And I love the way that you've given credit to her in the book also. And
well, she was brilliant. Yeah, that was a great project, because it's, you know, the first time I've kind of directed the whole thing. And a friend of mine, Kit Johnson, very kindly agreed to help taking the photographs, and I found a model in Bangkok, which that was tricky, because the publishers wanted a kind of Western looking model. They didn't want an Asian model, which was surprised me really, but anyway, there you go. So to find one in Bangkok was a bit tricky, but Courtney was brilliant. She's a fitness trainer and obviously, you know, super fit, so she was able to adopt the poses. She hadn't done much Tai Chi. I think she'd done some other martial arts, so she was kind of she had the good sense of it. But I had a good friend of mine, Sak, who is the Tai Chi master, and he came and he directed all the poses, and along with my wife Som, she's also taught Tai Chi and knows an awful lot about that. So it was great, because I didn't have that much to do really. I sat at the back in the director's chair, and the and Sak and Som set up the poses for the Tai Chi. Kit took the photographs, and I kept moving in and kind of adjusting Courtney a little bit, and, you know, to try and get the right sort of images. We had great fun. We shot all the images in a couple of afternoons, really quite quick. And yeah, Courtney was brilliant. She was not easy to kind of stand there in some of those poses for, you know, in a static pose for a long period of time, but yeah, she was great, and the results were just superb. So very easy to work with, you know, in the layering process. I was able to kind of cut out the backgrounds easily, because all the lighting was perfect. It was kind of a dream project, really. And, yeah, I'm very pleased with them. They turned out very, very well. They've not been out too long now in the market, but I was so pleased when I saw that you were using them, and I'd be very interested to, you know, to hear from the viewers and feedback on what they think of them.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, and when I've brought them into my readings on the Saturday show, and in, you know, private readings on the phone, they're very, very uplifting, the messages. And I've not worked with a double-sided deck before, so this is the first time that I've used cards that have got the image on one side and then, you know, the little meaning, if you like, on the other side, and it just gives so much more expansion, because you can really absorb into your artwork. How do you channel your artwork? What inspires you?
It's the meaning of the words really. I mean, working with other authors, I'm given titles, and I just allow it to happen, really. I might be thinking of those ideas for a while, and you know, maybe I'm lying awake in bed and the ideas will come. And quite often they'll come fully formed in my mind. So I get on screen and I start collecting images. But while that's that's happening. I just allow new things to come in. I don't get fixed on the kind of finished image. I mean, I may already have one, have an idea in mind of what I want, and I'll try and work towards that. But if something else comes in, something jumps up out of my photo archive, I think, that's going to work. And so I'll change the idea and just let it happen. Allow the creative process to happen is something I suppose I'm used to. I've been doing it a long, long time. I've been freelance since I was about 19. So that's a long, long time, over 30, 35 years. And you've got to, I think, allow it to happen. I don't have any kind of spiritual approach to my artwork at all. I'm always driven by light and colour, and I think I've kind of talked about this somewhere, that I am kind of a light worker, but I only in a literal sense that I work with light and colour. I've because of working with images all the time for all sorts of different reasons, I'm always concentrating on composition and lighting and achieving kind of atmospheres. And so I just kind of allow those to happen with the concept of the card in mind. And it's just, I suppose, experience. I don't think it comes from any magical place. It just comes from maybe lateral thinking, perhaps, opening your mind to the possibilities. So I don't have any kind of claims to any, mystical kind of input or channeling, as you would put it. Actually, to me, it's about problem solving. The ideas and the concepts are there for each card, and it's a question of solving that problem, making the best atmosphere that's going to portray that. I sound very technical and kind of cold, but I think probably the results that come out show that it's not like that. It's not so technical. There's a lot of inspiration in there, and it comes from all sorts of things that I read, movies I watch, whatever, and just nature, really.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I find them magical. I find your images absolutely magical. But when you put it in that way that you don't channel as you were, but you're still very inspired by what you see, do you find yourself kind of out and about and you just see, something that makes the perfect composition?
Absolutely, yes. I have my camera with me all the time, and wherever I am, quite often I'll stop and I'll go back, get the camera out. I'm kind of seeing useful images all the time, around Bangkok, even on the golf course. I might see certain things that I see, beautiful flowers or nature, and I'll stop the game and go back and make sure I get the photographs. So I suppose I'm looking constantly for images, and I'm seeing them, and I stop and make sure I take photographs. So I've got a very big kind of photographic library, and always kind of building on that, and saving the work and collecting lighting effects. I suppose because I've been working in Photoshop for a long time, and the layering process, which is actually very similar to watercolour, I know what to look for. I know what's going to work together. I can see kind of images that I know will be powerful, and lighting effects that will be powerful. And I know how you can blend those. I know I've been working in Photoshop a long time, and I just know what's going to work. So I'm on the lookout all the time. And maybe that is, in a way, some kind of, channeling, really.
Oh, that's really interesting how you've, told us the process that you go through. But it's not just the digital images that you do, is it? You also do your wood carvings as well. How did you get into that, Richard?
You name it. I got anything. As a freelance artist, it's not easy to make a living. So you have to kind of take every job that comes along and have a go. And actually, I love doing that. I don't particularly like to get stuck in doing the same kind of work all the time. The wood carving, I've always loved wood. My father was a very good woodworker, and my grandfather was a carpenter, and I've got a lot of their old tools, and I love to work with them. So as kind of I've got older and I've got a little bit more time, I'm starting to explore that and really enjoy doing it. I suppose through the the calligraphy work, the study that I did, I trained with the Society of Scribes and Illuminators, and I've got a very strong love of lettering, hand lettering. While I was training in that, I did a workshop in the Kindersley workshop in Cambridge, and on stone carving. And I also took a weekend private tuition with a stone carver up in Lancashire, and that was wonderful working in letters on stone. But I found here when I wanted to do that when I came here to Thailand, but I haven't been able to find this kind of stone that I wanted. I mean, I'm sure maybe it's here, but it's kind of not always easy to find things. But there's wood, you know, wood everywhere. I live in a wooden house, so there's plenty of wood lying around, and I thought I'd like to, you know, try and work in wood. Actually, the lettering, I think, so I was told, is more difficult to carve in wood than it is in stone because of the grain that's in the wood. Anyway, I'm really enjoying it. You know, I'm out going finding old pieces of furniture and designing some calligraphy and attempting to put it on there. I've not been doing it long. I've only done about five or six pieces now. So anyway, they've been very well received, and I'm hoping to exhibit those later on this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love the way that you're, you know, I love the creative mind that you are dabbling in different projects. I'm very much like that myself.
Yeah, sure.
Our fingers in all the pies. Would
that's
you
right.
say, Richard,
yeah.
that you have quite a creative mind in that you don't do organisation? Do you prefer to have things everywhere?
Yeah, when I'm working, I kind of have no thought about the mess I'm making, but and you know, it can get fairly messy, and like the kind of laptop, even that gets messy, the kind of files on there. But I can't live with that all the time. When I'm at the end of a project, I have to clean everything up and then start a new project from a kind of a clean base. Because I do feel it's important to have a clean mind. You know, I think it's important that to start off with, you know, clarity, and that comes right through into your work environment, you know, I think it's part of it. But while you're actually in the process, everything else goes out the window. You know, stop worrying about making a mess or, you know, phone calls, even eating. I'm not too bothered about that. If I'm really on a project and I'm going well, you know, I'll just keep going and going, and then I'll stop and eat when I'm, you know, I've run out of steam, kind of thing. And so I might end up working late at night or early morning. And what's so nice, and I'm so very lucky being freelance like this, is that I can take a day off when I want and, you know, go off, play golf, take photographs, and then work later on, work in the night, work any time I like. So, yeah, very, very lucky.
I love that. I'm not an organised person, so I like to work when I can work as well. So we've got that in common.
If anyone's
out there who is looking to become freelance, what would your tips be for them?
I think it depends on the different kind of area of art that you want to work on, but the main thing is just believing in yourself and keep going, even because, you know, you get a lot of rejections, and I had them. You know, it took me a long time before I kind of got regular commissioned published work, and you've just got to keep going and going and really believe in it. If it's something you love, you'll do it well and you'll succeed. But, you know, don't let anybody put you off, because the end of the day, it may just be one person's point of view and you've just not met the right person. Just keep going at it. The gift fair in big gift fair in England at the NEC, where all the art publishers were there at the same time, so that was a great thing to do. I'd advise anybody who wants, because all the art publishers are there under one roof, and, you know, take a portfolio and just trail around one after the other. If you can make appointments beforehand, great, but just go and you know, just spend a day or 2 days if you can, walking around and pestering people. Usually They're so curious. They will have a look. They might moan a little bit that they don't want, you know, they need an appointment. But in my experience, they can't resist having a look in the portfolio. And that was that's how I kind of got going. That's how I got published. And it's, you know, it's a great fun thing to do. A lovely event, really.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it's still happening. If it's not, there'll be other kind of big trade fairs for art publishers in the UK or wherever the viewers are. And, you know, just get out there and push your work.
Yeah, I mean, it's YouTube, so we've got viewers all over the world. So, yeah,
yes.
Absolutely get out there. And if you've got that idea that you want to be freelance, this is my point of view. If you want to do it, dream it, and then put action steps towards it.
Absolutely. It's just self-belief, you know. It'll get you there. If you love what you do, you will succeed. Don't let anybody put you off.
Love that. Thank you so much, Richard. And also as well, what is your website?
Yeah, website is richardcrooks.co.uk. There's kind of all sorts on there. It's in flux. There'll be some new things coming on. Designed a mobile application, so that's another kind of spin-off that I'm getting into. But yeah, all sorts of, I hope people enjoy the site and be very grateful for any feedback that anybody can give me on that. And you know, all the work is on there, and I hope you people enjoy it.
I will put the link in the description down below so that everybody can click on that, and I will link your Facebook and your Twitter as well in case people want to get in touch with you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this little interview today, Richard?
I don't think so. Just a very big thanks to you, you know, to for being in touch, showing my work, and that's it. Kind of gives me confidence that you know, I mean, I've been freelance a long time, and people kind of might have an image of who I am and what I do that I'm very confident. But no, we all need encouragement, and when I saw you using the cars, it just made me feel great about that. And we all kind of have batteries that need recharging. So being on here, I'm kind of want to push out a positive message to any artists and other people who are watching to you know, to really go for it, because I need that myself from other people. And if we're all, you know, making kind of beautiful things, and as to me, that's kind of what I believe an artist should do, a kind of duty to create beauty, because there's so many horrible things in the world that I do think, you know, people who work with art or work with readings and positivity, we all need to kind of encourage each other and keep our batteries charged. So big thank you to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm not alone on Psychic today. I know that Ruth Fidente works with the Angels of Atlantis deck.
Right.
Very often times you will see her on webcam. She's actually on this morning. Well, it's evening where you are, but she's on this morning because I just caught her on the show and she was holding up the Angels of Atlantis cards. I was like, oh, I'm going to be talking about those in a second.
Very good.
And I think it was Karen Brown. She brought in the fortune reading cards. And
oh, yes.
I literally just ordered them myself. I was like, oh, she's pipped me to the post. Just kidding, Karen, if you're watching. Love you all.
Well, I've two new ones. There'll be two new ones out before too long for a couple of authors in the UK, Barbara, Michael Jonfrey, and Kate Flavia Peters. Divination of the Ancients, and the new one I'm working on at the moment is the Witch's Wisdom. So that's a very interesting kind of very pagan set. So I hope people look forward to seeing those.
I know a few people who would be very interested in that particular deck. I can tell you straight away. So
good.
Be included. I'm putting my hand up.
Those will probably be not till next year. I think the Divination of the Ancients will be out in about March time. They're from Blue Angel. I think they're in Australia. So that's one that, that's the latest. The next one that'll be coming out.
And do you have any plans to release, you know, any work in terms of another Oracle deck, or are you planning on perhaps releasing your story in terms of a book?
Plans for a follow-up deck to the Tai Chi card. Not at the moment. I do enjoy writing, so I've got one or two writing projects on the go. and maybe those give those some attention, and maybe, you know, maybe start to think about a book of my own shortly. But what kind of genre in that? The projects I've got are quite different, so they're not in the kind of area that I'm working in at the moment. So I like to kind of keep things fresh and try new ideas. So I'm not quite sure at the moment on that one.
Keep an eye out on your website and
see
what comes up. But I'm really interested in your work. Obviously, you know, that's why I had to bring you to the channel. I was like, getting that interview. I was really hoping we could actually have you on Psychic today, but because of compliance and what have you, we couldn't do that. But, you know, YouTube's a great thing. I'm so glad we've got all this technology.
Absolutely, anybody can do anything now online. It's wonderful. We've all got the opportunity to be out there and put out, you know, the kind of things that we do.
I just want to thank you so much, Richard, for joining me today. How was the interview for you?
It was great. Very much enjoyed it. I hope it's okay. I hope I've not made too much of a fool of myself. Seemed to be okay. I hope I wasn't talking too much. That's the only thing.
But thanks
so
much. Thing.
Thanks so much again. Very much. I'm really looking forward to seeing what it looks like. And thanks very much.
Well, thank you for coming on, Richard. Sorry, my sound glitched out. Thank you so much, Richard. And thank you for watching, everybody. Bye.